In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Christ is in our midst. Well, words really cannot convey the great honor this is, first and foremost, to be given the blessing to preach at my home parish of St. Athanasius by our great leader, Father Simeon, who I met right as he was coming into this parish and came to him very confused and bewildered. And through his spiritual counsel, which you have all, of course, experienced firsthand, thank God I am here today having gone through seminary. Him and his family have been very supportive, as has the whole parish, through your prayers. And so it really is an honor and a privilege to be here. And of course, to serve at the altar with the man who baptized me into the faith. Some of us remember in 2013, that day, Father, and it's such an honor that it brings some tears to the eyes to serve with you after being received and walking through the journey. And I know that we'll continue to serve in paradise. So thank you. And I want to thank you all for your congratulations on my ordination, but really, you should be congratulating me on my wedding. Because without Presbyteria Christina here, I wouldn't be wearing these vestments. You know, I love my wife. And it's pretty easy to love my wife because, well, there's just so many great things about her. I probably shouldn't give you every reason, just to keep her a little humble. I love her because she always knows how to lighten the mood a little smile or a dance. She always wants to try something new to cook, some new interest, gardening, arts and crafts. But most importantly, if I'm going to be honest, I love her because of the love that she has for everyone around her. First and foremost, of course, the Lord Jesus Christ, but then her unworthy husband. You know, when someone loves us, it's very easy to reciprocate that love. Anyone who has been blessed with a marriage such as mine can attest to that. And we want to show the other person how much we appreciate them, sure, but we have confidence that our love in turn will be reciprocated. And that wonderful back and forth that continues indefinitely, the hallmark of all great relationships will perpetuate. So it's very easy to talk about having love for someone when they have it for us. But what about when someone doesn't have that love for us? And I don't mean, brothers and sisters, when someone hates us, because the opposite of love is not hate. You know, when someone hates us, we can, as the prophet writes, heap coals upon their head. Turn the other cheek. Love your enemies. They have an energy, a passion, that, by the grace of God, we can sort of turn against them, against their hatred, rather, into prayer, that God might soften their raging heart. Yes, it's difficult to be hated. I don't want to imply that it's a breeze, but better for someone to be hot and angry at us than cold and indifferent. What do we do with such people? The people who just ignore us, who don't give us the time of day. How can you love someone who doesn't even acknowledge that you exist? She forgot my birthday again. He never even says hello. Why even bother with such people? Maybe we tried really hard at one point in the relationship to extend that olive branch, only to be denied time and time again. We wanted connection. We wanted love. But what we got was only cold and emptiness. And so soon our hearts, too, grow cold towards such people, the people who just don't seem to have any time or energy for us. Well, we're just not going to put that time and energy into them either. They become more than just hated in our cold hearts. Thoughts about them don't even excite us or stir us to any action at all. We simply regard them as lost causes, not worth the effort, been there, done that, etc., etc. But brothers and sisters, when we consign others to this back burner, as it were, we are doing the exact opposite, of course, of what the Lord teaches us. Love your enemies, yes, but also, very important, do good and lend, expecting nothing in return. Are we only to love based on conditions? Is this the love of Jesus Christ? Does God turn his back on those who turn his back on him, or does he not actively pursue those lost sheep, those lost causes? In condemning others, we of course condemn ourselves. In the coldness of our hearts, we shut ourselves out from that transformative love that turns even rocks into sons and daughters of Abraham, all while transforming ourselves into the very thing, ironically, that we accuse others of being distant, irredeemable, cold as stone. The good news today, brothers and sisters, is of course that God really does turn the ones. He turns to the ones who turn his back to him. He really does pursue those quote-unquote lost causes. And he does good to those who do not do good in his name. He gives to us all freely, expecting nothing in return. For how could we possibly return what he has given to us? And he loves those who do not love him, who could not possibly love him as he loves us. So this includes all of us, brothers and sisters. We, all of us who have strayed from the love of God, time and time again, and upon returning, have nothing to offer but our hearts wounded by our old coldness, and God accepts that, and he welcomes us back. So he has restored our hearts. Not only has he shown us his great mercy and compassion, but he has actually given it to us. What do I mean by that? Well, St. Cyril of Alexandria, commenting on this verse, says, "For it is a most excelling thing, a very pleasing thing to God, and in the highest degree proper for pious souls. It may suffice for us to imprint upon our mind that compassion is an attribute of the divine nature." So we have been given this divine attribute by the grace of our baptism and our life in Christ. This is theosis. This is the Orthodox faith. So we too can make that time to pray for those who just won't give us that time of day. And we too can open our hearts to those who seem to have closed them off to us. And we too can and do love those who do not love us, knowing that it was God who first loved us, even when we neither wanted nor deserved it. So consider that person in your life that you might have grown distant and cold from. That family member who suddenly left in an argument, never to return. That former friend who might have just slowly drifted over years of failed connection. Or maybe that permanent stranger who you sit next to in church every Sunday, who you just never made that connection with in the first place. Through the divine attribute of compassion given freely to us, infused within us, in our life, in Christ, send up that prayer. Write a letter, make a call, do a good deed, even a simple favor. These things seem silly and insignificant, and we think that they have no power, but in the power of Christ, they can turn those cold stones into sons and daughters of Abraham. But expect nothing in return, resting in assurance that we have already received all that we need in the Lord Christ Jesus, just as he works through us, giving us his divine attributes, compassion, long-suffering, forgiveness. He too works in those whose hearts have grown cold through our sharing in his attributes in our life in Christ. In him, we have a hope that we will be restored to one another. In him, we have a hope that we will be restored to creation itself. To him belong all glory, hope, and salvation. To the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.